This meditation is for the wisdom body. So our discernment, a deeper knowing, an inner knowing, even our gut instinct. And for this meditation practice, I'm drawing more on my somatic therapy background than my yogic background. So this might feel a little different than the previous three. But just a reminder, you know, at any time, if anything feels overwhelming or a lot of feeling comes up, a lot of feeling is not wrong. You know, it often lets us know that we are in an area that does need some attention, but that attention needs to be gentle and present. And if we get overwhelmed at any time, it takes us out of presence. So if you feel overwhelmed or numb, shut down at any point, please let go of the practice. Instead, come back to your present moment stuff. In fact, you could even go back to the Anamaya Kosha meditation to help you. But returning to our five senses is a really great way of just returning to presence. So as usual, find your comfortable seat. Take a moment to notice your posture. Maybe find a few deeper breaths with each exhale, letting yourself settle a little bit more, creating a little bit of space between whatever you were doing before this and this present moment. Really letting yourself arrive here in the here and now. You can even imagine that you're gathering in all the many places that have been kind of pulling at your attention, whether it's something you're seeing or hearing or doing, and just pulling all of your vital energy, life force back in, into your body. And letting everything settle. And from here, I'm going to invite you to remember a time where you felt you really were motivated by your deeper knowing, a gut instinct. And sometimes we look back at these moments and we think, you know, somehow I just knew I needed to do this, that it was the right thing to do. And it might not even have made sense at the time in the context of what was happening in your life. You know, maybe deciding to move or take a new job or even end something, but you just knew it felt it was right. And there's a difference between when we are motivated by our inner knowing, when we're present and able to feel what's needed, and when we're motivated by stress, or trauma. And let go of any morality here. It's not good or bad. It's part of our human experience. As we feel into this, we might get a better sense of what does it feel like when I am following my wisdom, my intuition, my deeper knowing. So if you have a memory of something where you did this, take a moment to remember it and what it feels like in your body. Was it like to make that choice? You know, and sometimes it can be scary, right? There can be a flavor of scary even when we make the right choice. But what's that feeling underneath that let you know, yeah, like this is what it feels like when something feels right? And for everybody, it's a little bit different. But oftentimes, it feels like it happens deeper in the body, like centered. There often feels like there's more space, that the breath is easier. Sometimes it can feel like the spine is lengthening, like we're very strong and rooted. And then take a moment to, well, first of all, let's just let that go. Hopefully you've mapped it well and notice what it felt like, you know, in your belly, your breath, your muscles. And then we want to take a little drop of a time we were motivated by stress. And I don't take your biggest trauma response ever. You know, we don't need to do that to get to know what this feels like in our bodies. So a little kindness here and taking something smaller. It might be a time where maybe you said yes, just because, you know, you're just, okay, this is what's needed of me. People want this around me. Or I'm just not thinking about what I need or what I feel. I'm not really present. So it might be a time where you just like said yes, or even said no, and you just weren't really feeling into it at all. Just remembering, you know, what it feels like, right? Like when we make a choice, not based on our inner knowing, but because we're just not present, that we've been so overwhelmed or so detached that we weren't really aware even maybe of what we needed. So hopefully there's a lot of compassion here as we think about this. We've all been here and likely we'll be here again. Right? It's the nature of being a human. But what does it feel like when we're motivated by stress instead of by that inner knowing? See what you notice about your own body when you've been in that space. For me, I notice contraction, a tightening, especially in my heart and my belly, my shoulders and my neck. My breath maybe stops or gets quite a bit more shallow. My thinking changes when I'm in this state to, honestly, just a much more kind of pessimistic view of myself, my capabilities, of the world. So my thinking changes. What is it like for you? And then see if you can make your way back. Let it go, right? So let it go, and you might even really want to shake this out or breathe it out or hum it out. So just letting that stress go, right? Because we can feel it, right? A little bit in the here and now, and that's not wrong. That's part of what we're doing here. Right? So it's not about never feeling any discomfort, but the flexibility to not be stuck there. So the best you can, just see if you can return to, what does it feel like? What were you noticing about what your body does when you're motivated by your wisdom, your intuition, and deep knowing? You know, if your breath was bigger, you know, maybe you take a few bigger breaths. If your body was more relaxed, maybe you need a little bit of movement, wiggle your shoulders or your neck. Maybe you're going to soften an area that you noticed tightened from doing the motivated by stress part, right? So see if you can unwind the body's response to the stress and see if you can move more to what it felt like in the intuitive space. And again, you can return to the present moment. You can open your eyes, look around the room. any insight came from the meditation, journaling, coloring, drawing.